Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we have a very special guest in studio, someone that you've known for a while, haven't you?
Yes, I mean, she's just my queen.
Another queen.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
A lot of queens here.
But here's the thing, I'm like the worst at pronouncing last names, so Kira?
Kasserin.
Yes.
Kira Kasserin is in the studio. You might also know her from Nickelodeon days.
You might.
Depending on how old you are.
My following sure knows.
Or if you have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
They like freaked out when I was like, oh my God, Kira's coming on. I'm like, yep, she is. But it's been wonderful because Kira, you're now entering, well, one, you've always done music.
Yes.
And it's always kind of been a part of you. I mean, ever since I met you the first time you were singing on set and all these things, it was like incredible. But now you're really full on doing it and kind of entering. What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I mean, it's been amazing. I've been writing music kind of behind the scenes for so long, and so many people didn't know that that was at all a part of my life.
Ah,
so
yeah.
It's really cool that I'm finally getting to do it all of the time.
Yeah.
And it's just been a couple of years of getting to work with really incredible, talented, creative, wonderful people and making art together. So,
well, did you feel like you couldn't do both at one point in time? Like you couldn't act and sing?
Yeah, there were contractual reasons.
Oh,
there were schedule reasons.
Okay. Yeah.
No tea, no shade, no lemon. But I could not put music out during that time in my life, which is fine. I had a great job that I chose to focus on. So now it's music all the way. I am still acting. I'm working on a Hulu show called Light as a Feather right now too.
Cool.
So I am still keeping a toe in the acting world and having way too much fun with that. But yeah.
That show is wild.
Yeah. It is crazy. Yo, I watched like a couple episodes to like get into it, and after like three I was like, oh my God, I'm so invested.
Yeah, because it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
And it's like I got into it just randomly because I was like, oh, I don't know what to watch really. And I started watching it. I was like, what is this show like really about? Because I was thinking, oh, it's gonna be about witches, it's gonna be a whole thing, but it wasn't. It was like completely a twist. I don't want to do any spoilers, but I'm telling you, it's worth it.
It's nuts. I was on set. One of my first days on set was the day my album dropped, and it was just like a really fun day, and the cast was all
really
super supportive and sweet about it. It was great. Yeah.
Speaking of which, your debut album, which dropped on April 10th,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
it's called
you.
Off Brand. So what is Off Brand all about?
Yeah. Okay. So when you work for a kids network, like a Disney or a Nickelodeon, they tell you that everything you do and say and wear and post has to be on brand all the time. Everything you're doing is representing the network and the brand.
Yeah.
And so whenever you are not allowed to do it something, usually the reasoning is because it's off brand.
Oh God,
and
yeah.
When I started writing music, it was very much a diary for me and very much about my real life and the shit that I just could not talk about being on a kids network.
You can't cuss on here.
We
got a dumb button. It's okay.
The stuff I can't talk about. Oops. I'm
no,
clearly
it's okay,
too far
it's okay.
out of it. I'm clearly too off-brand
no,
now.
You're authentic.
No, you are still on brand because we've had little slip-ups too before, so it's totally okay.
Perfect. But yeah, that's where the name of it came from.
Well,
I love that.
It is very interesting because, like you said, Nickelodeon is one of those things where like it could feel like you're in the box, you know, and you were kind of in a box. And now that you've been kind of able to kind of let go and be free with who you are, was it difficult for you to find kind of who you are, and especially your sound?
Yeah, definitely. I think I was so respectful of the brand because I was so grateful to be part of such a cool company that I really wanted to do them justice and represent them well. But it got to a point where I kind of realized in order to be authentic and make the art that I needed to make, I had to allow myself to escape out of that. And it was definitely a couple years of trial and error of figuring out what was really me and what was this character I had played for all of these years, both on screen and off.
Because your identity gets so attached to, including when you're a child actor, you're working with something like that's so powerful, like a brand like Nickelodeon. Do you lose yourself
a bit?
And
the success too of that show.
Thanks.
I mean, it was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was also just when you work in the same place with the same people all day, every day from age 14 to 20, you can develop, but there's only so much you can. You know, I was still living at home. Yeah. I was kind of talking to the same people every day. And so after the show ended, it was this massive year of transition where I moved out of my parents' home into my own place and met all these new people and was shifting careers. And I learned so much and I changed so much. And Off-Brand is really a reflection of that kind of year and a half of just transition. And learning how to be a 21-year-old woman in LA.
Right. Live it up. We are in studio with Kira Kosserin, actress, singer, songwriter, has a new debut album out, Off Brand. And it is off brand. It's new for her because she was used to be a Nickelodeon star.
That is a true statement.
I mean, she's still a star.
She's still a Nickelodeon, but not a Nickelodeon.
Yeah. She's just a star in her own right.
Oh, God, stop.
Who needs Nickelodeon for? No, I can say that. Don't you say that, girl. I don't
want to. Oh, no. I will never. You know, don't let God bite the hand that feeds you.
Right.
I say that all the time. No, I will. Yeah. I will never. Nothing but love. Nothing but love.
So you, one of the singles is called Vinyl.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because we're about to play a clip of it, and it's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. So I wrote Vinyl a really long time ago. Actually, I wrote Vinyl when I was 17. I was coming off a like first love relationship and just feeling all the feels, and I was thinking about how one of the best things that I got out of that relationship was that he introduced me to so much music and so many of the artists that ended up becoming really my biggest inspirations as a musician.
Oh, wow.
And just shows the test of time. I reference some of my favorite artists in the song. There's a whole verse, Chance on the radio, Gambino in the car, Frank Ocean on the stereo, Bublé under the stars.
Yeah.
And I wrote that 4 years ago, and it's still, to this day, super relevant to some of my favorite artists, which I think is really cool. And I kind of wrote this as a tribute to them. And also as just a tribute to, I had bought my ex, my then boyfriend, a record player for Valentine's Day, planning on then buying him vinyls for every birthday and holiday following.
Oh my God.
But we broke up and it never happened, so I wrote the song instead.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's play this clip.
Behind a hand-rolled cigarette, mess around in the blue room to that song that I can't forget. I would wear your old dress shirt with nothing underneath. Remember when you ruined dinner trying to sneak a peek at me? I know it all got so final, but it still makes me smile. We used to listen on vinyl. On the radio, Gambino in the car, Frank Ocean on the stereo, Bublé and the stars, Tori Kelly with a melody, James Blake with a melody. We would listen on vinyl behind a hand-rolled cigarette, mess around in the blue room to that song that I can't forget. I would wear your old dresser with nothing underneath. Remember when you ruined dinner trying to sneak a peek at me? I know it all got so final, but it still makes me smile. We used to listen on vinyl.
Yes, that was a clip of the single Vinyl.
I mean, bops of all bops.
Yes, of Kira Kosserin's debut album, Off Brand. Definitely check it out. What a great song.
Thank you.
Really.
Girl.
And at your age to write that, I just
17.
Feel like...
I was 17 with a guitar in my parents' backyard. I still lived at home.
Was there ever a moment where your parents were like, oh, she's just doing like music. It's like a fun little hobby. But did they ever like take it like that serious especially?
No, you know what? Actually, the whole reason that I am lucky enough to have a career in any right is because they believed in me and knew I was doing something that was worth doing. For years, fought putting out music. I just wanted to write music as my diary. I was terrified. terrified for anybody to hear it. I was terrified to change my relationship with music as just something I enjoyed and turn it into a career. And my dad told me when I was like 16, he was like, if you're scared to share your art, that means it's worth sharing. If you weren't scared, it wouldn't be worth it. And I was like, dang, you're right, Dad.
World's greatest dad award goes to your dad, clearly.
Yeah. And it's true. Wow. The songs that mean the most to me and that are the scariest to me and that I cried in the recording studio trying to record are the ones that will hopefully, you know, mean something to somebody else.
And of course, you probably felt that fear because music is just even more vulnerable than, and especially coming from like a Nickelodeon show, and you feel like you had to be something, and then now you're really showing and showcasing like every part. I mean, all the pain and everything. I mean, that your voice, specifically going into like an R&B feel. Why R&B and why? What is that? Where's that soul come from?
it's the music that I love and grew up with. You know, I grew up with the influence of the music that my parents played. So I grew up with, you know, Stevie Wonder. I grew up with gospel music even.
Yes.
Take Six. That's where my like love of harmonies comes from. And you know, funny enough, a lot of it does come from being introduced to those musicians that I sing about in vinyl. You know, I remember being 15 years old and I was listening to Corinne Bailey Ray and Tori Kelly and, you know, like just amazing females singing their soul with a guitar. And that really spoke to me, and it still speaks to me. And you know, then I kind of grew up and found artists like Frank Ocean and you know,
that's my husband.
People who showed me how much fun production could be too, because I love instruments and I love making music, but I also just love the tools at our disposal with modern day recording and the fact that you can do so many different things with sound to evoke so many different emotions and create sonically things that you would never hear otherwise. I just think is a really amazing art form. So the music that I make is sort of a fusion of all of those different genres that I grew up with and the artists that I love now, and we made this baby that is off-brand.
Kira Cosseran, again, is in the studio. Her new album is called Off-Brand. Definitely worth checking out. The music is great. Now, you're going on tour.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going on tour in the UK in July. I'm doing 3 weekends.
Yes, my birthday month.
Yes.
Yes, Leo season.
We're doing a bunch of O2 Academies. We're doing Manchester and London and Glasgow and a bunch of places. And then we are going to Germany. We're going to a bunch of places. It's all the information's always on my socials at all times.
But that's incredible. Yeah. What is that energy when you feel like when going on tour? Because you've been on like not an international tour just yet, but what is that energy you feel when you're touring with people?
It's really special and it's really different depending on the kind of music I'm performing. You know, I love getting up there with just a guitar and singing to a quiet room, but I also love just turning up, like turning the tracks all the way up, find a venue with a good sub and like having people just jump around and dance, and that energy is just so infectious. And you know, I'm a person who loves music more than anything. Mm-hmm. I love being a person who goes to concerts and listens to music, and that feeling to me has always been one of the most special feelings. And so to be able to try to make that feeling for a crowd of people is a really special opportunity for me. And I went on tour in September and I played previews of all of the album that I was considering for Off Brand. I basically did some beta testing. I basically like picked what songs were going to go on the record based on tattoos people got of lyrics. That's a true story.
Are you kidding me?
That's a true story.
A fan got a tattoo of your lyrics?
Did you cry?
Shout out to Dakota if you're listening wherever you are. Yes. He has a whole sleeve of my lyrics.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Loyalty.
It's wild.
I would be, I'm not going to lie to you, I would be freaked out. I'd be like, all right, now look, security, where are, no, I'm just joking, no, but that sounds, that's amazing.
I was freaked out when somebody got, this girl Daisy got, we used to listen on vinyl, and then my signature next to it, and I was you have my little like doctor's handwriting scribble on your hand. Like, at least you should have told me it was for a tattoo. I would have like drawn it in pretty fourth grade cursive. Now it's like, honey, but thank you, I love you. But,
yeah,
that was wild. But anyway, I totally went on a tangent there. But this tour will be the first tour that I go on where the music's out. So I'm really excited to kind of just jam with kids who come.
And you've had fans that have been watching you since Nickelodeon days, I'm sure. So
which
that's
so good,
those are people that are very intensely loyal.
Yeah, you know, I hear artists and, you know, celebrities of whatever kind all the time say, you know, I'm so grateful for my fans. I couldn't have done it without my fans. But, like, I genuinely don't know if I would have been able to make this transition without them, because there were so many times where I was so unsure of everything, and there was just this community of people who was like, there were a lot of people saying, what are you doing, Phoebe? Why are you acting different? But there was this core group of people saying, we loved the work that you did on that, but we are here for you for your new work, and we want you to be creative and try new things, and we're going to be here to support the new art that you make too. And that was just completely invaluable for me in terms of confidence.
Yeah, because that's life. I mean, growth is the main key to kind of life in general. You
right.
know?
When somebody says you've changed, my first thought is, well, yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
I grew up.
Yeah.
If I were sitting here acting like I was when I was 15, there would be something wrong with me.
Or you would just be JoJo Siwa.
No shade. No oh my God. Shade
JoJo's
whatsoever.
Still 15. She's not
JoJo just had her 16th birthday and she got a car with her own logo on it.
I know she's going to be 50 wearing all pink.
Yes, like, it's going to be incredible.
It's happening.
You know what? What I will say is she takes so much hate on the internet every
yes,
day.
She does.
And that girl
she does.
Is
she's
balling
amazing.
Out. Nothing but love and positivity, yeah, which is. I respect. So that
she's
is all
like
I
know. She's like Ellen
incredible.
From the next generation.
No, I'm telling you, I love her. I've met her so many times. I'm just like, girl. I
love
the
look.
She was
on Thundermans, by the way.
What, did she really? I didn't know that.
She was on Thundermans.
What's that?
Like, my show that I did on Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God, because I grew up in Canada, and I'm older, much older.
So she's like, I'm not watching Nickelodeon. I mean, if Cher was watching Nickelodeon, then
that's
weird.
I'm also from another generation. Let's be clear. An older one. I'm happy to talk about my age here.
I am offended 0%. You're fine.
I was like, that sucks. That's a great way to end the interview. What was that show?
I mean, no, seriously. I think what is the one thing that you want especially your new fans and the fans that are going to continue to come, what is one thing that you want them to take away from this album?
A confidence hangover. When I was coming off the show, I was in this real period of like trying to find a confidence that I had lost.
Yeah.
And it was Kehlani's album, Sweet Sexy Savage, that I remember when I ever had to go to a meeting where I had to be a boss or like something I was nervous about or going on a date, just anything where you really have to trust yourself. I remember I would listen to that album and it would just infuse me with this confidence and this empowerment. And that's really what I wanted from Off Brand. When I started doing music, I had so much emotional music, and that stuff will all still get released. I love that. But for this project, for Off Brand, I just wanted boys and girls alike, young and old, to be able to jam out to this and feel like a complete and total boss, like no one can tell them anything.
Yes.
And to use it to take on the world. That's all I can ask for.
We could use that every day.
I mean, that's a tattoo that I want to get, Confidence Hangover. That is like actually the best tattoo
that's
idea
actually a
ever.
Good book title.
Well, trademark it before somebody...
Kira Kosterin, thanks so much. Her album, Off Brand, check it out. Also, if you want to buy tickets to her tour, go to...
Yes, I think it's buytickets.com/Kira Kosterin. It's all on my socials. Yeah. So Kira Kosterin on Instagram, Kira Kosterin on Twitter. I post about it incessantly.
I'm very proud of you, by the way.
Thank you, Ryan.
Honestly, the growth has been insane. Like, you... I can't wait. I cannot wait to see where
I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Congrats. Huge congrats.
Thank you.
And now I'm a fan of all the Nickelodeon shows.
I mean, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's okay.